Hello, this is Maria. Who am I speaking with?
Maria, this is Rick from Hoffman Laser. How are you?
Good, good. Yes, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for asking. Okay, so let's continue from where we left off on the chat. You just told us that there is some scheduling that you guys are doing on your system and you want to integrate it with an app. So you guys already have an application?
No, so we don't have an app. We don't have a mobile app. We only have a website, and we currently have a software for scheduling appointments. So that's on premise. We actually are looking to integrate that with our that app with our with a mobile app that we need to develop. And I would like a quote for, the whole mobile app. For us to, own it, and our the main things I need to have is our clients need to be able to do self-scheduling, and it needs to kind of have access to the Shopify storefront that we currently have, which is just one, to our website, our blog, and business information, like business hours and things like that. And of course, we would like the app to be customized to our brand, our aesthetic, like the logo and everything.
Okay, so first thing, let me just clear it off for you. We create customized mobile apps for all of our clients, okay? So
Okay.
whatever your idea is, okay, we will develop everything from scratch, and it will be everything will be according to whatever you will tell us, the design, okay, look and feel, logo, font, color schemes, okay, everything will be as per your choice. There is nothing that we will be providing you with already developed application and just do a few tweaks and twerks and just send it to you with your logo and branding, but the whole application will represent your business. Okay, so the Shopify store is the same as the domain name doctorsinc.net.
Doctorsinc.net is our website, yes.
Okay, and I'm on your website, and I see the headers: home, about, our office services, wound center, store, new patients, appointment request, potential portal, and blog. So I open appointment request. Date you would prefer? This is something that you would want in your application.
Yes, so instead of an appointment request, I would like to do more like an appointment like schedule, or like if they want to cancel or open an or schedule or cancel an appointment that they can do that. Right now, our website it is not integrated with our scheduling system. That's why people have to make requests instead of actually confirming an appointment.
Okay, Maria, can you please repeat from where you said right now our website is not integrated because I wasn't able to hear you after that. It was an error from my end.
So the in the section where it says appointment request, you can see that it's just a request. People cannot confirm an appointment throughout our website because it's not integrated with the system that we use. So what we look for is actually integrating both a self-scheduling within our patients and actually have them be able to cancel if needed or reschedule.
Okay. And are there any scheduling charges or cancellation charges that your clients are supposed to pay while they are on it?
That is a good question. I am not sure. I'll have to talk to one of the nurses and see if that's a. It doesn't seem that way because I don't think that the website mentions anything about scheduling charges.
Right.
Let me check something out. Hold on.
Of course, because if you are scheduling an appointment with a specialist, so they will be taking some time out from their busy schedule to
Right.
take care of your patients, right? or whoever has scheduled
Right.
it. So if, of course, if they we can set up a time, like you can cancel before like 3 days, so there will be no charges, and but after 3 days there will be a certain amount that you're supposed to pay, because you are already asking the specialist that he is supposed or she is supposed to show up on this certain time, and then they have to make some time out, and they're not supposed to give this time to any other of their clients.
Right. Let me check something here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something I'll have to check how they want to do that part. So I'm just trying to get like general quotes and things like that on. I want to know like how long does it usually take for have something like this set
mm-hmm.
up and done and
mm-hmm.
running?
Mm-hmm.
The average prices, is it like a monthly thing, or is it like is there a service fee a monthly? Or we just pay, it's a one-time payment and we own it? Like, how does it work?
Okay, for Hoffman Mizzer, we work for hire, okay? So it's like that. You only pay us for the development and design and everything. We don't ask you for any monthly or subscription fee, right?
Okay.
So the thing with Hoffman Mizzer is there will be only one-time charges, but of course there is a maintenance fee that you're supposed to pay to anyone you hire to maintain your application, okay? You can have an in-house team who can do maintenance for you, because when we are developing the application for our clients, we use open source code. So any well-versed developer can actually maintain your application. You don't have to just stick with us. We don't take any prisoners. So you can hire anyone, or you can go to any other company, and they can take care of it, okay, if you don't want to continue with us by any means in future.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
And before I tell you about the charges and everything, just a minute. Okay. So this is one point that you told me you are looking for is scheduling. What else you are actually looking for to have in your application? What else, what other features? Like everything that is showing up on your website, would you want us to put up in the application?
Correct, yes. Everything on our website, which is our mainly our blog, business hours, any information on our website.
Okay, it's the homepage, all right. Let me just check all these things in runtime. If I'm on home, back on your feet, one step at a time. That's the header. Then lapiplasty, 3D bone correction, heel pain, MLS laser therapy, ingrown toenails, sports injuries. I can take the service. Fungal toenails. Bunion, nerve pain, heel pain. Okay, so everything related to foot and the ankle and finger. So put your best foot forward. This is about the doctor, our ankle specialist, Mr. David Jensen. We practice minimally invasion approach. Okay, so this is your homepage where everything is actually mentioned in the homepage, like everything about the doctor, your address, location, and everything is actually more or less available on the homepage. So we are actually looking at a main dashboard where you your clients can see all of the services that you guys offer, okay? They can choose that service, and then a page will open where it will take them to a scheduling page, okay? For example, I'm a client.
Okay.
I have your application. Another question. Will the client need to sign in to use this application, or this will be open for everyone to use?
What do you mean? Sorry, repeat that question one more time.
Okay, your users and users of this application, do they need to create a profile before they go ahead and use your application?
Oh, that is a good question. Not required. No. I would say no for now. I'll
Okay.
have to ask, but I don't think so.
But I think so that you would need to have a client profile because if they have a profile, they will have a history of the schedules they have made and everything under their profile, okay?
Oh,
So,
okay, that's fine then.
okay,
That makes
and
sense. That makes a
yeah,
lot of sense.
because they can see the history and they can also does this service
Reschedule and just go back at it.
yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, they would see all the schedules they have made, what they can see. For example, they would know this can also, if they have their own profile in it, okay, they can get notifications about their next schedule. For example, they are supposed to take bi-weekly appointments with the specialist, okay? So
Right, right.
whenever their appointment is near, they can get a push notification. Through the application on their mobile phone that, okay, in 2 days' time you are supposed to make a visit to the specialist so they can actually check up in their personal calendars. So
Okay.
one point is profile creation, okay? Once I have completed my profile, like I will put up my name, email address, contact number. I will set up a password. I might need to enter my age and gender. Okay. And also,
Yes.
if there is a medical history, if this is something that
Correct.
you guys would need.
Correct. And maybe a little tab where it says, like insurance, yes or no.
You're
And
right.
then we can like kind of make the, like, that way we our staff, if it says yes, it can, or if they do out of pocket or insurance, if they select the option insurance, our staff can call them and get the insurance information.
Right. And they can upload their insurance information. Okay. They can, if it's yes, so there will be an option underneath that tab where they can upload their insurance information.
Okay, and it's that data secured? Like, have you guys done it, done something like that before?
Yeah, that this is nothing.
Okay.
Actually, we have done some greater work for the government and police and everything. So yeah, the data is all secure.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Just checking. Yes.
You will have your own personal servers, hosting servers, where your application will be hosted. Okay, and all of your data will be updated on those servers, and it will be very much secure. You will be the only owners. It will not be shared with anyone. Okay, we
Okay.
will walk you through the process. There is a annual cost for servers. If you are using AWS from Amazon, it's like initially $40 a year. Okay,
Okay.
so you can buy their Amazon hosting services for $40 a year, and all of your data, like of course the static content, images. The code and the designs of the application, everything, and the data of the client, everything will be saved on those hosting servers. Okay, so this is
Okay,
the amount
perfect,
for the
perfect.
service. Okay,
Yeah,
so
I see.
we were just trying to paint a canvas in both of our heads. So I have downloaded in your application. There's a splash screen where we show your logo in a static format, or it can be animated as per your choice. Then comes up the sign in. Or sign up a page where users can sign up, provide their information, and if I am someone who has already signed up before, I can just simply sign in, putting up my name and email address and my password. Okay.
Okay.
Then
Yeah.
I will move to the main screen, the home screen, where I can see all the services that Doctors Inc. are offering, like heel pain. MLS laser therapy, ingrown toenails, and whatever is mentioned, whatever you guys are offering, okay? And I can
Okay.
choose from one of the service, whatever is my issue. And once I have chosen a service, then it will take me to your scheduling page, okay?
Okay.
Then I can check up from the calendar, doctor's specialist. Availability will be shown to me, like he is available. For example, today is 3rd of May, and he is like to this Friday, right? So 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th. He is available 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Monday and then 3 to 5 p.m. So whatever the time and the days are available for the doctor or for the specialist, the client can actually choose a date and time according to his convenience. And
okay.
They can set up the schedule. They can send this information to the specialist and or to the admin of the application. All right?
Okay.
Once the client, the end user of the application, has gone through the process of setting up an appointment or scheduling an appointment, a confirmation email will come to him through your admin portal to his email address
okay.
that he has mentioned while creating his profile, okay? And a text message can also go on the number that he has provided you while creating the application, all right?
Perfect.
Okay, and Boris, we haven't discussed about the payment stuff right now. You don't know about it, right? If you guys need to integrate any, go ahead.
No, so for payments, I don't believe we are taking any payments up front on our website. It's customers always pay at our office.
Okay.
Now, as far as payment, within Shopify, we already have our Shopify account,
mm-hmm.
so I don't think we payments need to be done through the app.
Well,
as long as the app can connect to Shopify.
Of course, we will integrate your Shopify account, okay? And as I said, if there is a cancellation fee that you guys will be charging from the client, so they will be notified about it that, okay, you can cancel it before 3 days, or if you cancel it after 3 days, then there is a certain charge, okay? Then again, you can discuss it
okay.
with your people who are actually responsible to take the decisions.
Okay,
this is till the scheduling part. Then we have some static headers over here where we have our office. So your office location, the phone number where the clients can give a call, and timings when you are open and closed, like it's saying 7:30 a.m. on the website till 4:30 p.m.
That is correct, yes. And there's a lunch hour, I believe, for – well, no, don't put that in because I don't think we're going to add that to our new location. So that's fine, no.
You don't want to put the office hours or what
No, no, that's fine, no. Leave the office hours as stated on the website.
Right, okay, perfect. So we will just leave the office hours, but we will mention the all the locations that you guys have, old or new, if you guys are using both the locations, okay?
Okay.
And then I have a store. There is a section of the store over here. So if a person, you guys are providing some bracelets or some merchandising stuff of your own company?
Yeah. The merchandise for the own company? No, we only have whatever we do on Shopify right now.
Well, I have actually, I'm trying to move to your online store. It's taking quite longer than normal. Let me just open our products, all apparel, bundles, fungal treatment, and the products are shown over here.
Yes.
So the client can actually add these products in the cart, and they can make an online payment using your Shopify account, right?
Perfect, yes.
Okay. So this is e-commerce, scheduling, profile creation, GP, Google Maps integration for the location. All right. Okay. And then after the stores, there is another header that says couriers. So join the team. Do you want this section in the application? Please email us a copy of your resume. This is static. So nothing
okay.
to worry about it. This is static. This will be a static page for couriers.
Okay.
New patients, what does this header say? New patient form in English, in Espanol, medical release, knowledge base, please arrive early. Okay, this is static. But a new patient form, your patients, the new patients have to fill out this form before they visit the specialist?
I'm sorry, what was that question again?
There is a form in your on your website. It's a new patient's form. So the end user of the application, if he or she is a new user, do they need to fill out this complete form before they schedule, make a schedule with the specialist?
Yes, they do need to fill out the form.
Okay, so this form comes up before the scheduling part.
Okay.
So once the end user have chosen what services they would want to use, they choose it, they press next, and then this new patient form will come up. They will fill it out online, and once they can, they will submit this form, and then they will be directed to the scheduling page or the interface in the application. Okay. Our office services Wound Center. What's this? What's in it? Wound Center.
Where are you seeing that at?
It
Wound,
is in,
Wound Center?
At the footer of the website. If you go in at the footer of the website, the last option.
That's like a blog kind of thing, but about wound care.
Okay.
So it's just information on, like a,
it's
something that we offer regarding to wound care. Yes.
Okay. So static page is there will be 4 or 5 static pages, Wound Center, blog, about the app or about Doctors Inc. Okay, about a section. Privacy policy, return and refund policy, about if anybody want to return or wants a refund of the stuff they have purchased from your online store, okay? FAQs, okay? And the other one was a career page, okay? This is also static, about the specialist, okay? So, like, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 static pages, okay? Then there will be 4 or 5 pages that will be dynamic, like sign in, sign up, forget my password, scheduling, e-commerce store, Google Map integration for your office. Yes. Okay, these are 5 pages. So there will be approximately more or less around 15 pages.
15 pages?
15,
okay.
15 pages. This is more or less, I won't be sure because this is, we are just doing a discovery right now, brainstorming about the idea and what can be updated on your and included in your application right now, okay? So work our heads around. And, of course, I might be giving you some new information which you guys have not discussed, and you might come up with something that I'm not aware of. And
understand.
I might, okay? So around 15 pages, 6 dynamic and 9 static with complete design as per your requirement. And is there anything I have missed till now from your website? And how many languages do you want this website, the application to be shown?
The application, let's see, I want it in 4 languages, which we have on, I don't know if you can see them on our website.
I can see it on your website. It says in English right now. And also on your website, you can see there is a login option. So, yeah, you guys have that sign-in option. Okay, it's Espanol, English, then I think it's Chinese, and I don't understand the other language. It's Cyanglet. It's Portuguese or French? I don't know, not know.
I think it's like, I think, hold on, let me check. Hold on. Give me one second.
Sure.
I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's Vietnamese.
Okay. No, Spanish, English.
So it's there's a Spanish. Hold on, let me.
Spanish,
It's
English.
there's a Spanish. There's Vietnamese, Chinese, and English.
All right, got you. Four languages. Now, what the difference between a website having different languages and an application having different languages is very simple. You can just integrate an API of Google Translate, and the whole of the website will be translated into any language you want. All right?
Okay, yes.
But for application, you have to write a separate code for all the different languages
Okay.
and update like content that you guys will be providing us in different languages, and we will update that content on the on your applications. Okay, you cannot just
Okay.
simply go ahead and
Right.
integrate Google Translate, and the application will be translated into another language. You have to write another code for this one. Okay, so there is some extra legwork now which is involved in the development process.
Sure, and for right now, I think it'll be fine if we keep the just for the idea of the quote itself, we can keep it with English and Spanish.
Two languages. Okay.
Two
All right.
languages, yeah. English and Spanish are most of our customers.
Okay. Now I'll just ask you. Okay, we have done quite a bit good discovery till now, right? And I'll just simply ask you a few more questions, and I will be able to answer your special question about the timeline and budget and everything. So, when do you guys plan to start working on this application?
Look, the sooner the better. We're just right now we're doing the research, the pricing, and we're researching how reliable the companies are and what pricing are what is the pricing in general for things like this with different companies. So the sooner the better. It'll be the answer for that.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And an application is, of course, a need for you guys to have for your business, right? It is not something that you guys are researching on it. It is a priority, correct?
What was the question again? I'm sorry, I was cutting off.
Sorry about it. I was just saying that the application that you guys are trying to develop is actually a priority to have in your business.
Yes, yes, I would say so. Yes, definitely.
Okay, and who is the decision maker, and how many people will be involved?
So people involved. Right, so that depends. What do you mean? How many people involved? As far as communication wise, it will be me. I am, however, getting advice from the owner of the business. Well, the one of the partners is the one making the decisions, but all communication will be through me since I'm the director of operations.
Okay, perfect. And is there more than one investors or co-founders or owners of this company?
Just two. It'll be the owner and the business partner.
Okay, two people are involved. Okay, let me tell you why I asked this question is because the more people are involved, it takes more time to get reply from them. Okay. So, because they need to
Gotcha.
discuss if we ask them a question or we send them a form or we design something and we share it with the team, they take time to discuss and they get back to us and in a
Yeah.
later date,
Oh,
right?
as when it comes to the app and taking decisions with the app, it's really just the partner, the business partner, and I will have those meetings with him. So it's just been between him and I at this point.
Okay, great. Perfect. Okay. And since this is a priority, you have a green light from the business partner that you go ahead and do your research and everything and come back to them with some data and how much time it will take and what type of companies will try, what type of companies can do this type of stuff. Of course, we can. You can actually make it out of it like the way I have explained you each and every part and the way I'm asking you all these questions, what do you need and what we need right now in the application. This is something that we can do. We have done in the past these type of applications. I will, after this call, will go ahead and share our company portfolio, company profile, and I don't think so you would need an NDA because we have actually discovered, we have covered a lot of this. Or if you need an NDA, I can also send it to you over the email.
Okay. Perfect. So, yeah, if you can send me all that information through email. So, whatever information I'm getting right now, I'll discuss with him and mm-hmm. we'll see which one is our best route. But if you can send me that information, like pretty much a wrap of our conversation that we just had, that'll be great.
I will also go ahead and do that. Okay. So, another question. Like, have you guys set aside a budget? Do you know anything that if you guys will be able to do it under this much of a budget, if you guys have set something aside for this one?
Sorry, what was that? How so? I don't understand.
Okay, have you guys set aside any budget for this application right now? Do you have any idea if you can help me out with a ballpark figure?
The ballpark for what? For budget-wise or?
Yeah, for the budget.
No, we just started this. I started reaching out to companies as of today.
Mm-hmm.
So our budget, we don't have a budget right now. We want to see what the pricing is
mm-hmm.
and what will work best for us, not in regards to really pricing, but in regards to, like, what results is going to be more polished at the end of the day, because we do want a reliable website. So since prices have not been discussed and we've not gotten any pricing from any companies yet,
uh-huh.
we are, you know, open to see what's out there, different packages, different options, and just working to see what will work best for the company when it
okay.
comes to the website itself.
Uh-huh. Okay. So there are actually three options how application can be developed for you guys, okay? But we
okay.
actually work around two options. The first option, which is not something that we will be offering you, is the subscription-based option, okay? Like, we will be owning the application, and you will be paying us a subscription fee. So we do not offer this service, all right? So let's just get this thing aside. The other two options are, first, that we will do everything for you guys from scratch. You will own all the code, design, hosting service, everything, okay?
Okay.
You will only pay Hoffman Major a one-time cost for the development and design. And
okay.
Once the applications will be developed and deployed, you will provide us with your own Google App Store account details and Apple iOS App Store account details, and we will upload your application on your accounts, okay? Nothing will be shown under our company's name, okay? Everything will be under doctorsinc.net name,
okay.
even on the internet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this thing will take around 5 to 6 months for the development.
5 to 6 months for, okay.
Okay, for the complete project, okay? From getting you whole designs, mood boards, everything. It might take, I'm just telling you 6 months because I'm keeping that buffering time alive. So you might, if I've developed or designed something and I've shown you guys, so you guys might take around 2 or 3 days to come back to me with an answer, okay? So that's why it's like around 5 to 6 months, or you can say 4 to 6 months.
Okay, gotcha. What's the shortest time that you've seen, like in your experience?
When do you guys would want this application to be ready? It can be done quickly, but that will, of course, increase the cost because we have to deploy a more number of skillful developers and designers to do to complete your application.
Right. So, look, like I said, the sooner the better. I don't have an exact date yet, but
we can start tomorrow.
You know, have different options.
Okay.
Okay,
we can start tomorrow, or we can even start today, but of course, we need to finalize a few things. So it's not something that we are worried about. It's just that when do you want this thing to go live? You want this thing to go live in 3 months? It's doable.
Yeah, I mean, if we can do it within a month or two, that will be great. Like you said, it really depends on what are we looking at, like how is the website looking, if we like what we're seeing, you know, the aesthetic of the website essentially, and how well and function, like how well is the website functioning, you know?
Application?
Yes. I mean, that's what I meant, yes.
I get you. Okay, yes.
Thank you.
That's fine. 2 months? You said 2 months. I can say if you can provide us with your updates and answers quickly. We can do it in between 2 to 3 months, okay?
Okay, perfect, yeah. Yeah, we're pretty quick with our answers. We do the same or the next day. Most of the time we do the same day because it's me onto the project, so I'm trying to make that one of our priorities.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I just need to have that. If you can send me all this information that we're discussing with pricing to my email, that will be amazing. So I can, you know, have that conversation with him. And actually, I do have a meeting with him today. So that will be great.
Today, to document the app flow won't be a possibility for me. But yes, I can send you email with some information, okay? But I won't be able to attach the whole app flow document that I just discuss with you how the whole application from splash screen till sign out will work, okay? So that documentation takes about like 24 to 48 hours, so not a possibility, it takes some time. But yes, if you want that document, you can get it by Monday, day end, or maximum by Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
Rest of the information, our company profile, portfolio, and NDA, the timeline, and I think I was multitasking while I was talking to you, it might take around, for 3 months, it might take two to three months, right? It might take because we have to deploy a senior and junior iOS developer, a senior and junior Android developer, senior and junior UI UX designer, dedicated project manager who will be in continuous communication with you, okay? Me and my head of department will also be with you guys, then a team who will be testing your application, okay? So all these people for 2.5 months or 3 months, it might cost you in between like $40,000.
$40,000? Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. For a 2 month project. Okay. Yeah, please go ahead and send me all of that information.
Just write 3 months, please.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was saying that don't write 2 months, write 2.5 or 3 months.
I'm not writing anything right now. I'm actually running other errands at the same time we're having this conversation. That's why I'm. If you can, please just email me this information. That will be much appreciated, so I can have it all there compiled within one email.
Sure, I'll go ahead and do it. Okay. Now, whatever I have discussed right now, it comes down to 40,000. Okay. But if while doing the detailed discovery or while creating the scope of work, if something big come up that we need to include in whatever we have discussed, then the timeline and the prices might stretch a little bit, okay?
Understandable.
Right. So, yeah, I'll just document everything down. First of all, I'll just send you a welcome email with my company portfolio profile and NDA. Just reply back to that email, and I'll share the other details with you.
All right, perfect. Sounds great. Thank you so much for your help, Rick.
No problem, Arya. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.